Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley Davenport, and you're listening to our AgPro podcast. With me today is Mr. Jeff Griffith. He is the Director of Marketing for CoAlliance. Now, Jeff, CoAlliance has locations in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Where are you located?
I'm located at our headquarters in Avon, Indiana, which is right west of Indianapolis.
So, Jeff, things aren't good in the farm economy right now, especially with all these tariffs in China and commodity prices being low, and they've been struggling for quite some time now. So how have you and CoAlliance adjusted your practices over the last few years to better tap into your customer market and offer different products and services to add value to them?
Well, there's several things. One of the things we've done, I know this in the past couple of years, is adjust some of our pricing on some of our services, bundled some services together. We understand and realize that technology is so important, and some of the services that we offer our customers are things they really need to be doing, and so we try to bundle things together and make them more economical and cost-effective for our growers.
So going back on the technology aspect on it, I notice you guys have a product service called Data on Touch. What is that?
Well, we realized several years ago, actually before big data became a thing in the industry, we realized that we had a ton of data in our system. And for our customers, we had mapping data going back to the mid-90s. Our technology team was spending a lot of time printing maps and we just wanted to get that information in a more readily available format for our salespeople and our customers. And so that was kind of the start of it. And we started building a data portal for our customers and our salespeople to use. And it's turned into really a very powerful tool for us. And in fact, it's so powerful that we started white labeling it for other retailers as well. And we sell it to other partners in the industry. It allows customers and salespeople to be able to see their accounts, their statements. They can see invoices and payment detail. We've got some analysis tools in there. They can look at ROI by field, by farm, or by entity. They can look at 3 years worth of business and evaluate and compare over the years. And then we've got our mapping tools are all in there so they can see all their field maps and any mapping that's been done, soil sampling, scouting, tile, anything that's been mapped electronically can be stored in there. We've got links with My John Deere, and so as they're harvesting fields, all that data flows seamlessly right into their account without them doing anything. It just shows up in Data on Touch. Yield maps, planning, as applied maps. We're very transparent in everything we're doing with that customer in its fields. And we've got a weather view module in there that we've built proprietarily. It's got growing degree days and evaluates the crop progress based on historical weather and future forecast. And so the farmer can plan, you know, spray events, harvest events, just by kind of evaluating this throughout the season. We believe that localized, accurate weather is so important, and when we built this tool, we also built a weather network of weather stations every 5 miles across our entire trade territory. So we've got, I think, close to 300 weather stations out now with soil probes in the ground at four different levels. And that's kind of how we built our nitrogen model within Data on Touch. Our nitrogen model looks at actual soil conditions and doesn't use logarithms like a lot of other nitrogen models do. We're actually using actual soil temperatures and moistures in those fields or at a weather station very close to that field. Farmers really, I think they get a lot of value and see a lot of value in that, the fact that they've got a local weather station very close to them and they're not relying on a National Weather Service forecast station that might be miles away.
That might be miles away, or it might be wrong, too, because how many times have you looked at the National Weather Service app, and it's 3, 4, 5, 6 or more degrees off of what a local station would predict?
Yeah, we partner with DTN on these weather stations. They help us analyze the weather data now. It's just amazing the data that they've got on weather station data versus National Weather Service or any other forecast model. You know, there's huge differences in weather patterns, and you don't have to go very far away from a particular place to see a big difference in rainfall or growing degree units. It's pretty amazing. So that's one of the reasons that we're glad we built this weather station network. It's quite an investment of money and time to put up, but we've got a lot of really good weather data now across our trade territory.
So aside from this weather data, are there any other ways that you're continuing to add business and diversify what CoAlliance has to offer?
We are, we try to lead with technology anywhere we can. So we're always looking for new and better ways to help our farmers manage data, manage their input cost, communication with our customers. We try to keep up with whatever they're using at the time. We try to text. We use a lot of social media. Just anything that the farmers might need. We try to figure out a way to help them that also helps us.
I have been speaking with Jeff Griffith. He is the Director of Marketing for CoAlliance. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today.
All right, thank you.
I'm Ashley Davenport, and this has been your AgPro podcast here on Farm Journal Radio.